Spotify, Google, and many other venues. It's a pretty amazing system. But unfortunately, YouTube has to be excluded because they're censoring me. So again, thank you for joining me on YouTube if you're there. I am signing off on YouTube. Go to charlesmoskowitz.com if you want to continue listening and viewing the program. Thank you very much, all of you listeners, and a pox on you, YouTube. Anyway, take care. All right, so we're now off YouTube. Now I can talk a little bit more freely. I don't know if I'm going to get taken down completely. That remains to be seen. But, you know, suffice to say, there is big breaking news in particularly Arizona. God bless Arizona. You know, you've got some strong patriots in that state who just want the truth regarding the election. The Maricopa County audit is concluding. The actual physical part of the audit, where they personally, physically counted and examined over a million ballots, is now concluded. The canvassing part of the audit is continuing. That is the part of the audit that involves confirming the origins of the ballots. That's where the auditors contact addresses to see if there are real people there. And if so, did they vote? Doesn't ask them how they voted. It says, oh, and by the way, is Jane and John and Joey also a resident of your location? And did they vote? And then they find out if, in fact, that resident may have received extra ballots above and beyond who is actually there. Or at least they try to find out, assuming the person's honest. And they find out whether or not the ballots might have been mailed to a parking lot or a post office box or some other means of not confirming its origins. It's chain of proof. The other aspect that's not yet finished in Maricopa County is the examination of the Dominion voting machines. That has not been done because Dominion voting machines, along with the Maricopa County Board of Election, which has been obstructionist and throughout this whole process, they refuse to release the passwords and anything else connected to the election, which is outrageous. You know, they were paid for by the taxpayer, and there is absolutely no rational reason why they must not release that information. And as of now, the state Senate, which authorized and financed the audit, is threatening to issue subpoenas for that information. They can have people arrested and held until they release that information, because the Senate in Arizona and the legislature in general holds the sole plenary power to regulate and manage and police elections. That's the Constitution. So they're absolutely in their right to demand this information, and so far it's been withheld. However, there is, even with all of this obstruction, and even with the obstruction put forth by the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who received financing from this multi-billionaire, I'm not going to mention his name, but it's similar to the Yiddish word tsaris. I think most people know who I'm talking about, and who goes by various pronouns, by the way, who has done everything in her power to obstruct the audit, which is interesting. You'd think they'd want an audit. After all, Democrats and liberals used to support audits. They're in the Constitution of every state, as a way to make sure that elections have been safe and proper, and that there wasn't any meaningful level of fraud. But now they're doing everything they can to obstruct it. In spite of that, yesterday there was stunning testimony in the state house in Phoenix, Arizona, by the state senators and their aides who had overseen the audit. And at that testimony, they revealed what can only be described as complete fraud. And they revealed, and this is without the information coming out of the canvassing and out of the voting machines, they revealed beyond any reasonable shadow of a doubt that fraud had been committed. And let me just get specific. They found 75,000 ballots that had no origin, no determinate origin. By law, those ballots have to be dismissed. Now, what that means is that these were absentee ballots that were either not mailed at all, or they were mailed to some surreptitious address. And it looks from what they were testifying yesterday. And by the way, these are elected senators who, if they lied, they could be imprisoned. I mean, these are under oath. And they had the physical evidence. What that means, and according to their testimony, is that the 75,000 ballots in question were never mailed, but they were marked off. And that means that there were 75,000 ballots cast that is essentially, by any estimation, 75,000 more votes than existed in the state. They were not folded, which means they were not mailed. And they were, in pristine condition, and they were just counted. They were put into the machines. So just that alone, in a state where allegedly Joe Biden won by about 10,000 votes, to have 75,000 votes removed from the rolls because they were fraudulent, because they cannot be traced, that alone means that the election itself, I would argue, was invalid and should be unauthenticated. The delegation should be decertified based on that alone. But there's more. They also discovered that 3,000 odd ballots were cast by people who had registered to vote after the deadline. They found that about 6,000 ballots were cast after the election day, which is illegal. And they found that there was this business with the Sharpies. At the time that was alleged, right after Election Day, there was a lot of hue and cry. Oh, this is impossible. This is conspiracy theory. This is, bogus. This is misinformation, as the Biden White House likes to say. But now they've discovered, after this audit, and these three officers, these three congresspeople who held this up in this hearing yesterday noted that indeed these Sharpies were used on paper that had not been authorized by the state to print ballots on. In other words, the state in advance and in a manner that is transparent authorizes the printing of ballots on a certain paper. These ballots were printed on another kind of paper, and the result was that the Sharpies bled outside of the mark where you cast a ballot, and that people going to certain polling places were given these Sharpies to vote. And if that happens, then the machines can't read the ballots, in which case they are not counted. They're put into a separate pile, and then they're counted later by who knows who. They could have been thrown out in many cases. So these things in conjunction, and this is only the tip of the iceberg, because again, we're only talking about one county here, Maricopa County, which is the biggest county in Arizona. It's about 60% of the state. It includes Phoenix. It has, well over 2 million, I think 1 point something million voters. And that's only that. I mean, we haven't even heard the official report yet. We haven't even seen what goes on inside the machines yet. And we don't know what's going on in all of the other counties. Perhaps there are now calls for an audit in all of the counties in Arizona. All of these factors conclude by any objective examination that this election was fraudulent in Arizona, that the election should never have been certified. It's also been revealed recently that Katie Hobbs was aware of the fact that the, all right, I've been suspended on TikTok. Sorry about that. I guess for saying this, but I'm still live on all of my other venues, so I'm going to continue. That that they knew right after Election Day that there had been a major discrepancy electronically. I don't know exactly what that means. It could have meant that there was a hack or there was something. And they failed to disclose that, which, to put it mildly, is unethical. Why did they fail to disclose it? The point is that it looks at this point like there is sufficient evidence to indicate that the election was flawed enough in Arizona that there should be, the delegation needs to be recalled. Perhaps there needs to be a new election there. That's not unprecedented. That's happened before. And that whoever was involved in this should be identified, charged, and tried for criminality. I mean, you know, what? This is a conspiracy. What is a conspiracy? Why do I say conspiracy? A conspiracy happens when you have two or more people engaging in an illegal activity in secret, or engaging even, you know, if you want to stretch the definition, you could say that they were engaging in subversive or immoral activities to make people think a certain thing, you know, like a deception, a fraud. But the real classic definition is illegal activities. Well, this is illegal. I mean, 75,000 votes that were counted that were connected to people that don't exist, that's illegal. Now, here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, where I am, the penalty for casting a fraudulent vote is up to $10,000 and up to 5 years in prison if you're caught. Massachusetts doesn't mess around. Massachusetts is very conservative when it comes to avoiding voter suppression, which is what stealing a vote is. You know, when you cast a fraudulent vote, you have suppressed a legitimate vote. If you have a legitimate citizen voting for candidate X, and then you have a fraudulent vote entered into the system that votes for candidate Y, you have suppressed the vote of the legitimate citizen. It's that simple. That's voter suppression. And so, in the case of Maricopa County, with 75,000 of these kinds of votes cast, which have now been exposed, that is a conspiracy. That wasn't done by one person. That was done in coordination with at least two people, probably a lot more than that. And it might have been done with some knowledge by a lot more. Thus, you have a criminal as well as a political conspiracy. And I hope if we had a normal country right now, we would see a criminal investigation launched, and we would try to expose whoever was behind this. And if that person or people are exposed, they would face criminal charges and should. And I personally would suggest that they should get the maximum penalty if they're found guilty. Now, this story, as I said, it is like a nuclear explosion. This is huge. And this is having reverberations around the country right now. There are reverberations regarding an ongoing audit in Fulton County, Georgia, where apparently there had been some kind of an agreement arrived at in advance between Stacey Abrams and the corrupt Republican Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, and the corrupt governor, Kemp, to conduct certain voter activities, the voter harvesting, the placing of drop boxes, and some other things. And in the case of Fulton County, they were giving away ice cream or something to help encourage people to go to the drop boxes and other things, whereas they didn't do this in other counties. But look, the fact with regard to that is that it really doesn't matter whether or not we agree with those laws. You might think they're great. That's fine. That's your business. But the point is that under the Constitution of the state of Georgia, and frankly, under the United States Constitution, those laws are illegal. They're unlawful because the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, states that only state legislators can make laws regarding election regulation, election implementation, election policy. That is clear as day. It is in black and white in the U.S. Constitution. That's not up for interpretation. You know, we're not talking here about Roe versus Wade. We're talking here about something that says that the first Tuesday of November, every 2 years, there's an election. That's in the Constitution. You know, the age of the president, that's in the Constitution. That's not up for debate. And the reason why the Founding Fathers put that in the Constitution was because they wanted to avoid the very thing that has happened. In this case, in Georgia, it's also happened in several other states, including Michigan and Pennsylvania, where you had people operating outside of the legislature, whether it be governors, secretaries of states, judges, even bureaucrats like Stacey Abrams. She's not elected to anything. Making election laws. The Founding Fathers knew that that was corrupt. They knew that that would be selling our elections to people for money or ideologies as a way to, it would be corrupting. They understood this. And in the interest of, as the left likes to constantly say, the interest of democracy, they made sure that the representatives of the people, people who were elected, would decide in public election laws, not some private group. The governor had no right legally to make some private deal with Stacey Abrams or anyone else. So whether or not you like the laws that they did, they are not legal. They are not lawful. And if you want a change in the laws of how any state conducts its elections, then you run for office or you elect people who represent your values, and then they have a debate in public and they vote and they change the laws, which is fine. That's how the system is supposed to work. It's called democracy. Well, suffice to say that the developments in Arizona are having reverberations in Georgia and in Pennsylvania, where you have State Senator Doug Mastriano calling for a full forensic audit and threatening to subpoena people for records. There's nothing that's going to stop that. I think that's going to go forward. Just like Rachel Maddow said, it's a runaway train. Once the Maricopa County auditors got their hands on the ballots, there's no stopping it. It's all going to come out. And it's going to come out in Michigan, Wisconsin, and possibly other states like New Hampshire and Nevada and even New Mexico. Indeed, there is a movement right now to have a full forensic audit in all 50 states, and this should be. I'd love to see that happen in my own state of Massachusetts. I'd love that. And in fact, there's a movement in Oklahoma, which is about as Trumpian a state as you can get. Oklahoma, I think, voted for Trump in almost every county. And there's a move there to have an audit. Then you might have some Democrats saying, well, Trump probably did it too. He might have stolen the election. Maybe he did some of this stuff. Well, maybe he did. Fine. Then you I hope you join me in supporting an audit to find out. That's all. It's just a matter of getting to the truth. There is something rotten in Denmark. 63% in the last poll of Republicans believe that the election was stolen. That's down only 2% from election day, shortly after when it was 65%. And they're not being influenced by the media either, because the media has banned discussion of this. Right now, I have shut down my own YouTube channel because I'm not allowed to discuss it. TikTok just suspended my live stream because I'm not allowed to discuss it. These subjects are forbidden. So it's not because of the media. The media has been very controlled. The media has said nothing. You're not hearing anything right now in the media about what's going on in Maricopa County. They're pretending it's not happening. And to the degree I would suggest, and I don't think I'm going too far out on a limb here to say this, to the degree that they will talk about it, it's going to be in really denigrating and vicious terms. Oh, these people are evil, and they're ignorant, and they're stupid, and they're corrupt, and they just, you know. In other words, in a sense, they're going to engage in what psychology calls projection. They're going to call them everything that they are. So under the circumstances, with that level of distrust, yeah, there should be audits in all 50 states. We should get to the bottom of this whole rotten mess, and it is a mess. And Maricopa County is a hot mess, and so isn't Philadelphia, so isn't Detroit, and so isn't Folsom County in Atlanta. And I think this is the case elsewhere. Now, I'm not going to stay on much longer today. I'm hoping that I haven't been completely suspended on TikTok for talking about this. I think I've said enough for now, and I'm going to continue as this situation develops. What I would suggest is that for good, solid reporting on this, go to the Gateway Pundit and listen to Steve Bannon's War Room Pandemic. Those are two excellent sources where you have solid reporters like John Solomon and Boris Epstein and Jordan Conradson and others who are doing a great job and who are putting their neck out as journalists in a subject that's not going to give them any rewards. Believe me, these guys aren't getting any book deals for this. They're going to be attacked. They're doing the reporting that our media should be doing. So check those sources out as the story unfolds. And I'll just conclude by saying, we want the truth. That's all. There was something weird that was happening. This is the November 3rd movement. On November 3rd, anybody who watched it in real time, like I did just on the networks, knows that there was something really hinky about everything that went down that night. And it's continued ever since. And we're not going to get anywhere as a country unless we get to the bottom of this. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that there's Biden will have to leave office. I would think probably not. He was sworn in. He was inaugurated. But it certainly will at least show enough light on the fact, if in fact it is the case, and I believe it was, that the election was stolen by a very coordinated and concertized conspiracy, so that it never happens again, so that we never have to go through this again. And then we can begin to understand all of the forces that went into this, their motivations. We can hopefully expose some of the people that were involved in this so they can be tried. And if convicted, they can be incarcerated where they should be. And we can restore our system of justice. We can replenish our democracy, if you will. We can right the ship of state, because everyone knows that there's something rotten here. And it's in all of our interests, all of us, to get to the truth. All right, so that's all for today. I hope I still have a show after this, but I had to speak my mind. Let me just conclude by noting that my program is self-sponsored. I don't have sponsors. I sponsor it through my books. My books are all available at Amazon Books. Just put in my name in the server, Charles Moskowitz, like Moscow with a witz. It means my grandfather, you know, son of Moses is what it means. And my latest book, it's a short book, it's very inexpensive, I think it's only $3, is called The Satanic Conspiracy. I'm going to hold it up for the camera so you can see that. The Satanic Conspiracy. And again, this is available at Amazon Books, as are all of my other books. And by the way, I'm pleased to say that the book is selling quite well for me. I mean, compared to many of my past books. And, you know, I'm proud of this book. I think I nail a lot of things in there that probably are a little too deep to get into right now. So check it out. And let's keep our eye on the ball in terms of what's going on with this story, because this is the number one story in the world right now. Nothing else is going to happen unless we solve this. Everything is hinging on this. And if we can get this thing right, then we can at least ameliorate many of the ills that are facing this country right now. So on that note, I just want to say, God bless America. God bless each one of you. And let's stay safe and stay on the course. Thank you very much. Charles Moskowitz. Thank you.